nationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author Steve Klein sits down with the most fascinating difference makers in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hear from top CEOs, local entrepreneurs, and key playmakers in business right now with your host, Steve Klein.
Henry Kissinger said, "If we do all that is necessary, all the odds are in our favor." Hi, I'm Steve Klein, and welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. In the studio today are two guests who do all that is necessary. Our first playmaker is changing the delivery system for vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients, while our second playmaker engineers bonding solutions. With us today is the CEO of a company that sells vitamins and nutrients in strip form, while our second playmaker is a CEO who wants to glue it all. These great playmakers are Rick Wright. Rick is founder and CEO of Unique Partners. And Chad Bruce. Chad is the CEO of Adhesives Plus. And we're going to begin today's show with Chad. Chad is the CEO of Adhesives Plus, which was founded in 1981 by Diane and Ken Bruce to be Texas's premier distributor of industrial adhesives and adhesive dispensing equipment. Their vision was to provide tailored adhesive and dispensing solutions to manufacturers of any type of product by asking questions and listening to the needs of their customers. Rather unique. Working out of their home in Plano and using the garage as the warehouse, they quickly built a broad customer base that included all types of adhesive users, from small flower shops to Fortune 500 companies. Today, Adhesive Plus is still headquartered in Plano and now sells adhesives and dispensing equipment all over the globe, with customers in countries such as Australia, India, Turkey, and South Korea. Chad, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Well, You have been with the company for a while, and the question I want to ask you is, how did you go from making 7 cents a box to become the CEO of the family business?
That is an outstanding question. First of all, my dad was a really tough negotiator. The first step was he started to give me 10 cents a box. That was the very first step.
No, well, wait a second. If you're negotiating, you're supposed to go up in price, not down in
price. Well, it started at 7, then it went to 10, and then 13. So he was, many of years that were built into that. I grew up, obviously living within the business every single day, hearing about it, as the kitchen table discussion. And I actually went off to school to become a teacher originally, and I wanted to teach mathematics, and went off on my own, went on my journey, and then ended up back in the family business helping out. And during that process, my parents were really big on us learning how to earn our keep, and so I started off sweeping the floors and doing the warehouse and doing everything they needed me to do. And eventually I started making decisions, and I couldn't even tell you when, but one day I just said, "Dad, I got this." And from there on forward, I've been running the show.
Well, you mentioned prior to our starting the show that you did have one other job, so you haven't just done Adhesives Plus your entire life. What were you doing?
I was actually working as an actuary for Blue Cross in Seattle. Out of college, again, I was trying to look for my career path and what I wanted to do, and I did that for a while. The biggest challenge I faced, honestly, was I sat in front of a computer screen all day long, and I couldn't do it. I needed to get out, and I needed to say hi to people, and one of the things I really like about our company is we get to go out in the field and actually see what people make, see what they do every single day with their hands and the manufacturing processes, and I enjoy that, and I like to see what we are still producing in the United States.
Well, going back to what I said at the very beginning when I was introducing you, your folks came up with the idea of asking questions and listening to the needs of their customers. So for all intents and purposes, you don't make adhesives. You figure out a solution for what the customers actually need.
Absolutely. A lot of times when we go into a facility, we don't just bring the expertise of the adhesives that we sell. We also go with the expertise of being able to walk in from a cabinet shop to a manufacturer of mattresses to, again, a Pepsi Cola, if you will, that's making the cans and putting them in the boxes. So when we see all those different processes and we get to see all the different level of companies that are out there, we get to go in and say, "Hey, if you moved this, this assembly piece over here, or changed your design of the box in a certain way, it would actually make your process faster and more efficient." And typically we can even save dollars for that company as well just by making some small adjustments to their processes.
Well, one of the things you had written, some of the information you sent me, is that we are the people that provide the adhesive and the dispensing equipment for creating the bond you tear open. So what we're doing as consumers is we are destroying what you have put together.
Yeah, we've worked really hard on that. Thanks. Absolutely. You know, we like to say we're really good at putting things together, and we don't like them to come apart unless obviously it's necessary as you as a consumer. Most people don't think about adhesives and the role they play in the world that we live in. I mean, from our automobiles to the shoes we walk on every day, there are adhesives that play. You know, this microphone we're talking into today probably has some sort of potting material built into it, and we don't think about that. And so for us, we always want to make sure that our name never goes down as the one that failed. So we always want to make sure that it stays together to the best of our abilities.
Interesting. I bought a box of popcorn over the weekend. Microwave popcorn, and before I even got to the checkout, the box had popped open. There was a slight adhesive on there.
That wasn't our glue.
No, I'm sure that wasn't your glue. You also went back to school and you got your MBA, and because you received your MBA, that created another product for the company. Tell us how all that came to be.
Absolutely. One thing that makes our industry or what we do is a little unique is people a lot of times have ideas. As your other guest is going to talk about some of the new things that are coming to market, is somebody usually comes up with some concept and they need to make that. In this particular circumstance, we had the construction industry, and specifically a specific type of the construction industry, which is tilt-up wall construction, when they build a building out of actually laying the foundation and then forming the panel on top of the foundation itself, and then after it's cured out with concrete, they erect it and put it into place. And the challenge they were facing was they had traditionally nailed those materials into the concrete floor. Well, when they would erect that building and get done, the person who purchased that building would have a brand new building with holes throughout their flooring. And obviously, they weren't really happy with that. And this method had been done for hundreds of years. And so what we stepped in is they approached us and they asked, can you find adhesive to make this work? Well, we dug in, and it literally took us, this is not lying, 5 years to develop a product that would work, because what we found was there were so many elements that we had to deal with, whether it was rain, it was heat, it was cold, it was the dust, the bond breaker, tons of different material that would cause that adhesive to not fail right. Well, as I was going through this journey, I was in my MBA program at the University of Texas at Dallas, and I was fortunate enough to be in one of my classes, which is an entrepreneur class, and we were assigned the task to develop a product and then bring it to market. And that was the goal for the whole semester. I convinced my classmates that were on my team to take our project on, and they actually not only helped me develop the marketing strategy, they actually developed the name Glue Down, actually came out of that process, and they developed an entire marketing handbook that we have followed almost to a T since we started that, and it's been amazing.
Well, it sounds like you either have to be in the chemistry business or you need to understand chemicals to – you're looking at 5 years. You had to have a lot going on looking at different chemicals and how they worked or didn't work to make that product.
Well, a lot of what comes in is you start to realize that there's an interaction between the different materials itself, the surface energies of the materials, the way there's thermal expansion that happens, you know, depending on the temperature, you're either going up or down. What was great for us is we were able to lean on the knowledge we had built for the 30 years of being in business and really apply that. I mean, universally, adhesives have general vocabulary words and terminology, and once you get those down, you can apply that. Neither myself or my father have a degree in chemistry, but we also understand how things work, and we were able to work with a chemist at one of our manufacturing facilities for this project, and they were kind enough to give us that time and actually, you know, dedicate their time and resources to us to finally get where we are today.
So your products help companies either in packaging, as you talked about before, or in areas where people don't even see it. You mentioned the microphones we're talking into. There's probably some kind of adhesive in there. So either your product isn't seen or people don't care about it. But it's in many cases the most important piece of that product that people aren't even aware of. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What I find, and it's funny you were mentioning earlier about the popcorn, what I actually find myself doing nowadays is actually whenever I see something new or different at a grocery store or Home Depot or whatever it be, the very first thing I do is actually pick up that item and start tearing it apart a little bit. Like, oh, how did they do this? Well, this is really neat. Well, how, you know, I start going in and it's amazing the amount of different uses for adhesives that are out there that just, again, don't pop into your mind. And you as a consumer, you go and buy that product not thinking about all the steps that went into it. But I will tell you this. If the adhesives fail, we are the very first people to know because those customers, they if the box is popping open, I've actually been at Target before, and you see all the sample or all the small travel size bath bars, and in that the little container that was there, a bunch of the boxes had popped open while I was sitting there. And I look at that and I have to laugh because the industry I'm in, but you know sometimes something that's the simplest application can have difficulties as much as building this microphone or a car. I mean, there are a lot of cars that are manufactured nowadays without nuts and bolts and made with a lot of adhesives. And the good part of that actually is the shear strengths and the peel strengths and the pull strengths associated with those adhesives are actually stronger than nuts and bolts.
That's absolutely amazing. Well, you had said that you're getting out of the commodity business and you're getting into the private label products. Tell us about some of that.
Well, a lot of it is, you know, all of us have experienced what happened in 2008, 2009. I mean, nobody dodged that bullet. And what we found was is there are a lot of industries out there, again, using the example of the closing of the box, you know, that's a very simple application. When we started to realize that it's not as much fun to be a part of, and also from a profitability standpoint, it's not a good position to be in to rely on that so heavily. So it was actually under my direction that I went to my father and I said, let's try to look for these new applications such as our glue down product. There are things that we would address as what we would call product assembly, which is finding items that are unique and different and saying, how can we be a part of that manufacturing process? Dallas Fort Worth is actually a pretty large producer of different wiring harnesses or wiring cables for the telecom industry. And as we all know how much, you know, it's booming out there for going from a 3G to a 4G and so on. We have actually found a nice niche going after that market. And again, an area where you wouldn't think adhesives are used, but actually a very intricate role of actually doing all of those cables that are run up the different towers around town.
It's amazing how many uses are when you start really thinking about all that too. You had mentioned, well, one of the questions I had on my my sheet that I had sent you is about advice for entrepreneurs. A lot of entrepreneurs and business owners that are listening, advice you have for them and as far as what they would need to do if they started their own business.
Well, you know, for me personally, what I've seen, I'm a second generation business owner, and I know the struggles that my parents went through in fighting to get everything done. And I think is what I would reflect on their experience and my personal experience is taking the moment to move back from the business and think, what are we really trying to get done and where are we trying to get to? People get so caught up in working in the business instead of actually trying to make the business do something different. And what I always say is that you've got to measure to see what success looks like. So for me, it's measure, measure, measure. I find out, okay, we want to go out with this new release of a new product line. So I will say these are the goals associated with, and we measure continuously to get that accomplished. Because otherwise, if you don't do that and you don't set goals for yourself, it's going to be hard to achieve them.
It's the kind of business I like working with, too. One of the things we didn't mention is your website, which is adhesivesplus.com, and your phone number is?
972-422-2180.
Now, you also have an upcoming event at the Fort Worth Convention Center.
Yes, the Texas Packaging Show, which is done annually either in Texas or in Fort Worth or down in Houston. This year it's up in Fort Worth, so it's great for us DFW folks. And what we do there is we'll be showing or showcasing the different products that we sell. We actually have some new products that we're releasing to market or have released just recently. So we're excited about having those, you know, for people to come see. Usually for the people that are consumers, it's fun because you can see all the different things you can use for glue. And we like to make little shapes and designs and just do all the fun stuff with glue that's out there.
Well, it's obvious you have fun with your business, and it's fortunate that you got a chance to grow up in the business too. Chad, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having me.
Chad Bruce is the CEO of Adhesives Plus, and again, if you go to adhesivesplus.com, there's a litany of different types of adhesives on the website, so please check that out. That's adhesivesplus.com. Don't go away. We have another guest, and the guest is the founder and CEO of Unique Partners. His name is Rick Wright, and we'll talk to Rick about his strips for a number of different uses when we come back right after this.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
Eat a sub at Jersey Mike's in March and help wipe out kids' cancer. All DFW Jersey Mike's locations are donating money to wipe out kids' cancer for every sub sold this month. On Wednesday, March 26, WOKC Day, Jersey Mike's will donate 100% of sales to wipe out kids' cancer. Eat a sub at Jersey Mike's this month and make a difference for kids with cancer. Visit WOKC.org for more information.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. Our guest for this segment is Rick Wright. Rick is founder and CEO of Unique Partners, a Plano-based company that is the exclusive worldwide sales and distribution company for the Enlighten Strips, which we're going to talk about. These Enlighten Strips are thin film edible strips that provide the most effective delivery system for vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients. Rick is passionate about the Enlighten Strips because he quotes Victor Kiam of Remington Shavers by saying, "I love the product so much, I bought the company." Rick, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be here.
I'm glad you are here because your strips are a little bit different. Matter of fact, I had a chance to experience your strips a few moments ago before the show started, and we'll talk about which one I took, and I feel great.
Well, great.
The question I want to ask you is, how did you first learn of the Enlighten strips?
Well, the strips were introduced several years ago by a company in Tulsa. My brother-in-law lives in Tulsa, so it was a Thanksgiving family reunion type of weekend, and he told me about this product that was going to be launching that he was familiar with. And one of the strips that we'll talk about is the electrolyte strip, which has electrolytes that you use to replenish electrolytes, sodium, potassium, when you sweat.
Well, this would be similar to the Gatorade type product.
Exactly, and that's who we're competing with. With the electrolyte strip are the sports drinks. So with our strips, as we'll talk about, you put the strips in the lining of the cheek. They dissolve very quickly. The ingredients get in the blood system very fast. And it's the most effective way to deliver vitamins, minerals, nutrients into the blood system. So I play baseball and soccer still at my age, believe it or not. And that summer had to go to the hospital to get an IV for dehydration. So I sweat a lot, and it's very difficult to replenish the electrolytes when you're sweating. I've done everything pickle juice. Some people will, you know, actually.
I've heard of that. I would not have known it if I hadn't heard about that before.
It doesn't taste very good. So I heard about these strips, and Duke had done a study using the strips with their athletic department, and had a significant decrease in muscle cramps, IV augmentations. They won the award from the National Athletic Trainers Association for Best New Product. And I became familiar with the strips then and started using them, and this was several years ago. And as you mentioned, you know, Victor Kiam, when he bought Remington Shavers, one of the best taglines of all time was, "I love the product so much, I bought the company." And that's exactly what happened here. The products are phenomenal, and I put a group of investors together, and we bought the distribution rights for the product, and we're now launching it, you know, worldwide.
So it was a perfect storm. Everything kind of came together. You needed you had a hydration problem.
Right.
You saw this in product. You're in Tulsa. That's amazing. Well, there are different strips. You mentioned the electrolytes. There's the Focus Energy, Sleep, Antioxidants, which is includes vitamins, Recovery. And in parentheses, this is from too much alcohol. We'll talk about that.
Right.
Appetite suppressant, which you want to hear about. So you mentioned a little bit about yourself. You talked a little bit about baseball. Tell us a little bit more about that and your background before getting into Unique products.
Okay, great. Well, I grew up here in Dallas, went to the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, spent 6 years active in the Air Force. I thought when I went to the academy I was going to make the military a career. My dad was in poor health living here in Dallas. My wife had grown up in the Air Force, and we decided that we wanted to settle in one place and not move around for our whole life. So we moved back to Dallas in 1980. I stayed in the Air National Guard, so I was with the Texas Air National Guard. I was in C-130s and flew weekends. We actually got activated to go to Desert Storm in 1990 and 91, so I spent a year over there. So I had a military career, and then when I moved back to Dallas, I got into sales. I was with some very large consulting firms, Arthur D. Little, Deloitte & Touche, Pritchett Rumler Braish, and I sold consulting services. I was a consultant for Fortune 500 companies. So I've been in sales and helping companies improve performance for 30 years. And like you said, a perfect storm. I found a product that I absolutely love, and we're going to try and take this, not going to try, we are going to take these products to market and make Enlighten a household name and compete with all of the other products out there in the sports drinks and the energy drinks that we think we have a better product. Obviously, there are challenges in doing that, but you know, I love selling. I love helping people be successful. So we're going to build a large organization of distributors and actually students on campus to help us get the word out about the product. So it's great the way that kind of the good Lord's brought everything together for me in my life.
Well, let's talk about those Enlighten strips too, because those are similar to the Listerine strip,
right?
That green strip you put in your mouth, a little bit different. Tell us about I mentioned it, but tell us about the different strips that you have.
Okay, well, there are six strips. They all look like the Listerine strip. Our strips you put on the lining of the cheek. It's called the buccal mucosa. It's a very permeable membrane, so the ingredients cross over the membrane and get into the blood system. The electrolyte strip we've talked about. It's sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, vitamin C, and vitamin B12. So when you drink a sports drink, you're replenishing the electrolytes that you lose. It takes 30 or 40 minutes, however, for something to go through the digestive system. And with our strip, it's 2 or 3 minutes to replenish the electrolytes at a much higher efficiency. The other key thing about the strips, there's no sugar. There's no carbs and no calories. So a sports drink typically will have somewhere between 15 and 30 grams of sugar. That's like 10 to 15 tablespoons of sugar in a sports drink. We have no sugar. So they're great for athletes of all abilities, for kids, for anyone who's working out, for people who are working in the yard. My mom is 81 years old, and elderly people sometimes will get cramps in their feet and in their hands from not getting enough electrolytes, and so they're great. They almost immediately alleviate any discomfort that you have from a muscle cramp.
So we put two of these in our cheeks, one each cheek,
right,
and then drink water behind it.
Exactly.
So, and if nothing else, we're saving a lot of money.
You're saving money. It's
and
less
not
expensive.
Getting calories and
no
sugar.
Exactly. No sugar, less money, and the most efficient delivery system. Dr. Steve Cuppins is a team physician for the U.S. cycling and swimming teams, and he cites in the 2012 London Olympics there were cyclists during time trials that started to get cramps, and he said if it had not been for the strips, they would have had to drop out of time trials, and they were able to continue and then qualify for.
Well, that's interesting too. As I'm thinking about that, you don't have to carry any bottles with you as an athlete. There's no bottles.
Well, you still have water, so you still
have
to drink
some
the water.
But you can carry these in your pocket.
Right, exactly. They fit in your pocket and in your purse. There's a little cassette that's about the size of your thumb, like the Listerine.
Matter of fact, I'm looking at this, and the packaging is almost identical to the Listerine packaging.
Exactly. Now, with a Listerine strip, you put that on your tongue, and it has a breath freshener and a flavoring. With our strips, you put them on the lining of the cheek because we're trying to get the ingredients into the blood system. And our sleep strip, if I can talk about that for just a minute, it's melatonin, which is very popular as a sleep aid. We have 3 grams of melatonin. 3 milligrams of melatonin. But again, it works so quickly that instead of waiting 30 or 40 minutes for a pill, this gets in the blood system very quickly. So the sleep strip is a very simple strip. It has L-theanine, which is what's in green tea, and melatonin. Some of our other strips, like the electrolyte strip, the antioxidant strip, will have as many as 20 different ingredients on them. And so the manufacturing process is very complex to get the film, the ingredients, the flavoring. It's a very proprietary process for the manufacturing of the strip.
Well, you gave me some samples before the show started, and I'm looking at this. You get the antioxidant strips, so you have something to help your body.
Right. Instead of taking vitamins, so it's vitamin C and vitamin D, B6 and B12. And then antioxidants are fruits and vegetables that are very high in helping combat what are called free radicals. We take the extracts from 6 fruits, blueberries, people are pretty familiar with, goji berry, acai berry, pomegranate, mangosteen. They're all very high in their antioxidant capacity. And we use the extract, which is the purest form, not the pulp, not the juice. It's the extract from the seed to get those antioxidants into the blood system. They also have something called quercetin, which is what's in apple peel. Remember, we used to hear an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Not too many people eat an apple every day. We have that ingredient. And CoQ10, which if you go to the Mayo Clinic website and Google CoQ10, it's being regarded by many doctors and experts as maybe one of the most important enzymes in the body. I'm on a drug for cholesterol, a statin drug for cholesterol, which deplete the body of CoQ10. It's very, very important to replace that. So the antioxidant is our everyday strip for everyone. Safe for kids. My granddaughter's three. She calls them candy. So she actually will take that, doesn't like to take pills. So she'll take one of the antioxidant strips, and she gets the vitamins and the nutrients that she needs. So it's the everyday strip for everyone. The Focus Energy strip is the one that you took.
Right, and I feel great. But before we're going to go farther, I want to make sure that the listeners know it's enlighten.com, spelled E-N-L-Y-T-E-N.com, E-N-L-Y-T-E-N.com. But you mentioned something else about some studies. Are there any documented studies regarding the effectiveness of the Enlighten strips?
There are. Duke, the sports the Coach K Sports Performance Lab at Duke did a study and used the electrolyte strips with their athletes and had a 75% reduction in muscle cramps, IV augmentation. So if you get a cramp, you know, you try and alleviate that. If you can't, then you have to be like, I went to the hospital to get an IV, which sometimes happens. Even muscle tendon injuries. So when you get dehydrated, you're more prone to having a tendon injury, a muscle pull, because the muscle doesn't have the hydration that it needs. So that was a study. National Athletic Trainers Association, about 7,000 athletic trainers of professional, collegiate, high school sports, voted the electrolyte the best new product for NATA. And we're going to continue to do products with all of the different strips. So we have one of the top sleep experts in the world, Dr. Kevin Lewis, started a company that runs 100 sleep centers. He's been very involved in using the sleep strips in terms of helping to induce sleep. When people go into a sleep center, they're trying to figure out why can't they sleep. And so he would use the sleep strips to try and get people to go to sleep so that then they could figure out why they're not having a good sleep pattern. What they found was if they gave them the strips, they didn't have the issues with sleep. So he's we have five members of our medical advisory board: Dr. Lewis, Dr. Cuppins, Dr. T. Mormon, Director of Sports Medicine at Duke, Dr. Paul Garcia, and Dr. Benjamin Lloyd, and very prominent cardiologists.
In our last minute or so, I want to make sure people know how to get these. How do they go about buying these? And you also have something special for the listeners if they do purchase them.
We do. They can go to enlighten.com, E-N-L-Y-T-E-N.com, and order the product. And one of the ways that we're promoting the product is partnerships with nonprofits. And so when you go through the shopping cart experience, order the product, and there's a place for a promo code. And so you mentioned that you work with Wipe Out Kids Cancer as
one of the sponsors. You'll hear, you heard in the middle of the show.
So what we're doing is if people will go to the website and order the product, when they get to that point in the checkout process, if they will enter WOKC, then the customer is going to save a dollar. So instead of the cassettes being $5, there's 12 strips in a cassette, the customer will pay $4. So they save a dollar. We make a dollar donation to WOKC for every cassette that's ordered.
Fantastic. Rick, thank you very much for being on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Rick Wright is the founder and CEO of Unique Partners, which produces the Enlighten strips. Enlighten, E-N-L-Y-T-E-N.com. My name is Steve Klein. Thank you for listening to Playmakers Talk Show. Check us out at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for future and past guests. See you again next week.
Who will Steve be interviewing next? Find out on Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein every Friday afternoon at 3 on 770 KAAM. Hear this interview again by going to Steve's website, PlaymakersTalkShow.com.